Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
I was up with Colonel Fentress going over the dossier when they rang through to say that this fellow Rubenstein was waiting downstairs. Max Rubenstein, the Rubenstein Galleries. It didn't mean anything to me. I told him to keep him waiting. Wanted to straighten out my line of attack on Tony Marzotti with Colonel Fentress before we tackled anything else. If there was any other way of bringing Yachty Bloom up from whatever hole he lived in, I'd like to have been told about it.
Look here, Keen. Do you think it might work?
Assuming that we're dealing with sewer rats, definitely.
All right. Let's have it again.
Well, we can ignore Margaret Ridgway. She's back at the Fenchurch house address. She's guarded, and for the moment, there's no need to take her into account. Her brother Peter's still in hospital. But Demetrius and everyone else interested but ourselves thinks he was taken out of the river dead.
Mm-hmm. All very well so far.
Right. Now, look here, sir. We've about a dozen chaps working for us who can spread the word round the poles in Soho. We let it get around that we're after Yachty Bloom for the murder of Peter Ridgway. Now, Yachty and Demetrius are going to say to themselves, since Peter Ridgway's dead, how did those chaps at MI5 connect his murder with Yachty Bloom?
If Marzotti's strong, this won't work.
But Marzotti's not strong, and it will work. I'll look after it myself. I'll let Marzotti know that we're putting a whisper on the Soho grapevine that he gave Yachty away to save his own hide.
Will you spread that whisper?
Yes.
You'll be signing Marzotti's death warrant.
A lot of sleep that's going to cost me. But you see the position it's going to put Marzotti in. I'm going to say to him, you've come to the end of your rope, Marzotti. You'd better come along to the embankment and tell us where to find Demetrius.
Would Demetrius have a reed as weak as that in his organization?
Well, I don't know. But if Marzotti won't fall for it, Yachty Bloom and the rest of them will. They'll come after Marzotti. But we'll have him covered, no matter where he goes or what he does. One way or the other, we'll smoke them out.
And they'll have no one to blame but themselves, because this depends on their thinking they murdered Peter Ridgway.
Well, they had a good enough try.
And so if Marzotti gets a big enough scare and talks, we close in immediately. If not, we've a chance of getting at least Yachty Bloom when he tries to settle the account with Marzotti for having talked, whether he does talk or not. You know, you've a devious mind, Keen. Who are you using to start the word going among the Poles?
Eustace Manley.
The informer?
Yes.
Can you rely on him?
Oh, yes, if he's paid. Eustace Manley would hang his own grandmother on a hook, provided he got enough out of it to lunch at the Savoy Grill, dine at the Café de Paris, and order some new clothes from his tailor.
Nice people we deal with, Keen.
Nice people we're after.
You know, when I was a subaltern in India a long time ago, we used to go after tiger at night. We used to tether a goat and shoot from cover up in a tree, you know.
Sorry, Colonel, I'm hearing you out of context, aren't I?
No, you're not. Because that's exactly what you're making of this chap Tony Marzotti. A tethered goat. And I've an idea he's going to bring you your tiger. Demetrius.
Well, I could be wrong. But when we finally get Demetrius, I think we're going to find a hyena, or perhaps a vulture. Not a tiger. Now, what are we going to do about this fellow Rubenstein downstairs?
It's a 3:15, Hayden. Much as I admire Max Rubenstein's apartment and his galleries below, I think it's time he appeared. Ring down to his office, would you?
Have we overlooked something?
We've overlooked nothing, do as I say. Rubenstein is powerless. If he lifts a finger against us, he's merely walking up the steps of the guillotine.
Just the same, he should be here.
If you're not going to ring, pass that telephone over to me. Well, what do you want? Where's Monsieur Rubenstein?
Monsieur is not here. I am to give you this.
What? What is it?
Rubenstein is not here, but he left us a note.
Well, read it quickly.
God in heaven.
What Tell me. Now tell me quickly.
Listen. Demetrius, since there is no other course open to me, since I will not survive if I surrender the loot to you, and since I will also not survive if I refuse and you betray me, I am asking for political asylum if I in turn betray you to Major Keane of MI5. What would you have done in my place, Rubenstein?
He could not. He's committing suicide.
They might give him asylum if they want me bad enough.
Oh, no, no. I knew we couldn't do it. We're trapped.
Pull yourself together. There may still be a chance.
But what does he mean, asylum? What does he mean? How could he go to Gregory Keane?
He's a French citizen in Great Britain. They could refuse to extradite him to France. They could spirit him away anywhere. How much do they want me? How much?
We were taking his million sterling to South America in 2 days. Do you hear me? There was nothing he could do.
Hayden! Don't force me to do that again. We can still get away with the loot. There's still a chance, and it depends on you.
What can I do?
If you can summon your last reserves of nerve, Hayden, you'll do this. If you can't, we're finished. Can you understand that? It depends on you.
But what do I have to do?
If Rubenstein has already talked to Keane, we've nothing to lose. But if not, if you can get to Keane first, or at least to their headquarters on the embankment, we can get Rubenstein back here, and then he'll pay.
Will you please ask Major Keane how much longer I am expected to wait here? My name is Rubenstein, Max Rubenstein.
Good afternoon. May I see Major Keane, please? Miss Hedy Bergner.
If you'll just take a seat, miss.
My good fellow, please attend to me.
If you'll take a seat too, sir, the Major won't be long now.
I've been waiting a quarter of an hour already, and my business is urgent. Oh, well, I suppose this sort of thing's only to be expected. I sincerely hope this Major Keane person does not keep you as long as kept me, mademoiselle.
So do I. Could you oblige me with a light?
With pleasure. Well?
Don't be a fool, Rubenstein. Tell Keane nothing. This is from Demetrius. Say nothing. He will be at the galleries tonight. He knows how you can keep half the stuff and disappear in safety. Hear his plan before you throw us all to Gregory Keane.
Be careful. The man at the desk.
What will you do?
The galleries at 10 o'clock. If I do not like the plan, I will come back to Keane.
Say no more now. He'll be waiting for you at 10 o'clock.
Yes? Oh, yes, ask Miss Bergner to come to the phone, would you?
Since when have you been receiving at the embankment, Keane?
That's not my idea, sir. Must be important or she wouldn't have come here. Hello, Hedy?
Yes, Keane. Can I see you just for 5 minutes?
I'm terribly sorry. I'm afraid not, just at the moment. What is it?
Oh, I know I shouldn't have come here, but after last night I'm so desperate and unhappy.
Oh, yes. Well, I really don't know.
You have someone with you?
Yes.
Something, please.
Yes, I'll do that.
I'll wait for you from 8 o'clock. Goodbye, Keane. And don't be cross with me.
Goodbye.
I hate to intrude on you, Keane, but keep them away in future, would you? We all know you're irresistible to women.
Colonel Fentress, that girl is frantic with anxiety, worry, and fear because of a chance I took with her last night.
You think I don't know? Listen to me, Em. I'm warning you, Keane. If by any chance you're making a mistake over that girl, if you turn out to be wrong in any way, you know it'll be the end of you. I'll have no mercy on you, old chap. And, I don't like to say so, but neither will I. Give me that phone, huh? Bring that fellow Rubenstein up to Major Keane's room. What? Yes, he's free now.
Give me another drink, will you? Do you realize if they hadn't kept Rubenstein waiting? Do you realize what would have happened?
But they did keep him waiting. And they cost him his life in doing so.
Oh, you won't be able to get rid of him just at the snap of your fingers. Do you think he'd be fool enough to come back here to the galleries after showing you he was willing to give you away? Unless he had some way of protecting himself.
That will be taken care of. I have conceived a violent dislike for Max Rubenstein.
But what can you possibly do to him? To get the loot and still keep him from betraying us.
You remember how I left Berlin and came here to London.
How could I ever forget?
The body of Karl Alexis Scammell was found under the Augartenstrasse rubble. And I came here in his stead. But who was Karl Alexis Scammell?
A man who bore you a resemblance.
Mm-hmm. We'll apply the same procedure to Max Rubenstein.
You intend to kill someone who looks like him and leave the body to be found as Rubenstein's?
I see no other way out of our dilemma. Rubenstein was willing to hand us over to Gregory Keane and himself as well. Why? Obviously, because it would have cost him his life to let the loot slip through his fingers. He told us he was not alone in this affair. But if we can show him how to share his treasure with us and disappear completely...
Who will you dispose of in his place?
We'll let Yachty look after that. We'll let him have a good look at our friend Max and then set to work to find a complete stranger.
Somewhere there is a man none of us yet know. But Yachty will kill him.
Would you rather we left our £1 million behind? I see no reason to sentimentalize over someone we don't even know. Pour yourself another drink. 10 o'clock, Max will be at the galleries, Good. Tonight's interview should be as intriguing as any I can remember. For his own sake, I hope Rubenstein decides to be sensible.
But Max Rubenstein was more than capable of looking after himself. He was the only one in the affair who was a match for Demetrius. And yet, he too made a fatal mistake, and within a very short time. He tried to tell us too little, and only succeeded in telling us too much. It was a pity he couldn't have stayed alive a little longer.
Rubenstein falls in with a plan to cheat his confederates in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.